Well, I went to this church, and this is very interesting.
In Merida?
Merida.
Merida,
in
that's
Yucatan. Right. In Yucatan. And it's lovely. The people are sweet and nice. They're little. They're dark. They all wear white. And the city is quite nice. It's a very manageable size, Merida. You can, you know, walk around
everywhere.
A lot. And, you know, it's really lovely. And anyway, I went, and the twine makers, the jute industry was very big there at one time. And the cemetery, there was, I don't know if it's called a labor union, but some kind of association of twine makers were buried together, and they had a section of the cemetery, and carved in marble, and then painted garish colors like aqua and yellow and everything, but carved in stone is these ropes all around the various graves and great knots and things, but all carved in stone, and then painted your basic Mexican house paint, you know,
yeah.
All those colors,
nice
yellow
bright.
And aqua and pink and,
nice
you know,
bright colors.
Green, you know, that green. And it's a
so
wonderful place,
Indian,
the cemetery.
Indian
but this where now is this
not
church
Salazar, no,
that was built from the
stones
of the temple by this same priest. And his, there was a tree that burned all night and never and wasn't consumed by the flame, and the tree is still there. And it's fenced in. People say this is the tree, and there are several things around this big
so
square.
Great. That's what we're doing. We're making
you know what's
right
there?
A little table.
An AA meeting place. And painted on the door, this little shacky building. It's all around this big square. There are these kind of beat up little buildings. And painted on one, the circle with the triangle inside. And I looked and I said, God, is that what I think it is? And I walked over and there was in Spanish. And the meeting schedule was painted on the wall and everything. And it's right there by this most sacred thing.
I've never been
Isn't
there.
Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, you are.
Well,
that's
good.
That is.
I'm
going to be married. They
have a lot. We were in Mexico City, and it was hard to scrape up a meeting. It was mostly Americans that worked for the embassy, CIA.
In Mexico City, there was always a Mexican meeting going on at the same time as an American, English-speaking. English-speaking was upstairs.
But it's harder for them to be
Spanish. People were downstairs.
Why, they can't find booze? What's the problem?
No, there was always, you know, it's harder for them. Supposedly it's harder for them. It's so, like, hard. It's against their machismo.
Oh, of course.
You know, at gay AA meetings, do they have signers?
Yes, sometimes.
They are in New York now, more
yeah,
and more.
Yeah, see, this a lot.
That's a sign.
It certainly is.
About a year ago, we had a lot, and they sort of all...
Which
disappears. So hard. I think it would be hard.
What?
Well, there are a few, and there are a couple of
ones. Always
in
gay cities. Every gay thing I've ever been to, there was a
signer.
Yeah,
well, they're listed in the book as, you know, always a signer is always at this meeting. And
I forgot. Yeah, that's right. Of course, you go to a meeting.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, you have for a while.
I'm sober for 12 years.
Do you just hear
me? Sponsor
me.
Thank you, pardon.
Same as me. That's my sponsor, do you?
No.
She's an actress, Woody Allen movies. Older woman, about 72.
I may know her and not know
you
her.
You might know her. Maybe.
And
you're
I don't
at
know
big
where
place.
She goes to the meetings, yeah, because you're about 1,000 meetings. Oh, no, I don't go to town so much. I'm not
she
comes
down
here.
She stays in the village.
Yeah, well, it's convenient. I go off for some dinner party uptown or something. I might go to a meeting uptown, but mostly I'm downtown.
Our New York connection, we can all like remember through.
Well, the neighborhood's probably the same since it's a historic district and they won't let them tear anything down. You could find your way around, except that.
Your building's new, isn't it?
No, my building's old. I don't know when my building was built. 1510? No.
Oh, wow. No, I'm thinking of different buildings.
So is it big apartment?
She's just moving into a new apartment, she and her husband.
About 190 apartments, 17 stories.
I mean, are they big? Like rooms, is it big?
Yeah, there are. We're in the up in the penthouse. There are some larger apartments because people have bought neighboring apartments and expanded and expanded. You know, but they're mostly. Well, there's some studios and some one bedrooms and two bedrooms.
And has it always been an apartment house?
Yeah.
What is the real estate market doing? Is it down?
Well, it's down in general,
in
but
New York.
Certain areas, yes, certain areas sort of held their value. And what happened would be rather than have it. Things kind of crashing. It would would just, things would be slow to sell. But they would, the village is one of the few areas that held its value. But certain things are a drug on the market. If you have a studio apartment, you're stuck with it.
For the rest of your life.
Certainly for the next 10 years. And if you have a one-bedroom, it has to have something kind of going for it, or you're going to be sort of stuck. You could be stuck with it. Two bedrooms and up are easy to sell, easier to sell.
Because Beth, you know, my friend, she just sold one at a $50,000 loss from 4 years ago that she bought.
Yeah. Well, we...
Someplace or something.
Yeah, someplace up on the east side. Yes,
east
the
side.
Upper east side
Real
took
nice,
one of the
nice
one
place.
Of the hardest hits for drop values.
Because it had soared so high.
They two things. They had soared really high. And there was an awful lot. Because they soared so high, that area had less zoning
restrictions.
And there was a lot of building in the area. And so between those two things, that market...
A lot of new buildings.
Yeah. And the new buildings are... I don't like the new buildings.
Do you like living in here?
Yeah, I love it. We traveled all over. We looked around. We thought... My husband and I stayed out on the road for 2 years. And we went all over the United States, and we didn't find any place we liked better.
So you went from New Orleans to New York?
Yeah. Oh, that I did years ago. That I did.
But it's the new, that part.
Goodness. It's 1960-something. 63. 30
years
ago.
So you lived in New York all this time?
Mm-hmm. 30 years. Except I did take 5 years off.
30 years in New York?
Yeah.
Wow.
I did take 5 years off. I went to Florida, which was a terrible mistake. We needed a vacation, and we accidentally moved instead.
Oh.
And then we realized that the first year we were there, we visited New York 6 times, and we looked at each other and said, God, we certainly do go back up there a lot. What do you think that's about? You know, and we were just getting increasingly bored down there. And, you know, you get occupied fixing up a house, and that's kind of fun. And then
where in Florida were you?
On the Gulf Coast, Fort Myers Beach. We had a nice house right on the sea.
Yeah,
right,
I saw pictures.
Sea. It was beautiful. But the poor house was in fucking Fort Myers Beach.
It ran for all the curves for the wheelchairs.
Yes. Right, we had to, the building code, you have to have a ramp. But anyway,
you have handicap bars on your bathroom. In your bathroom.
That's right. But but we didn't like it at all. And so that's when we said, well, let's not do anything precipitous like we did moving down here. Before we race back to New York, let's look around a little bit. So we hit the road, and we stayed out for a couple of years.
2 years
have
been
looking
for
other places. Around, really?
Uh-huh. Around the U.S.,
wow.
And we'd find these nice places, and we'd say, isn't this place nice? And Larry would say, yes, it's lovely. Look at these beautiful homes. Isn't that nice? Yes. Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? Yeah, but it's not New York.
Wow.
And so we drive on. We found lots of places that we like to spend.
Well, New York's under your skin. Watch out.
Yeah, it's like a
drug. It is.
Finished.
It is a drug.
That's it. You're consigned the rest of your life to ludicrous rents.
Well, they do, don't they? They have their own
New York. I gotta get out of this place.
Wait, what?
I'm in New York.
No, she's asking if they should have an addiction to New York.
New Yorkers are not.
Or if they have like a special kind of like, yeah.
But
they do
completely different in New York City than it is anywhere else in the world.
Well, the village is
much more exciting.
It's true.
Better speak.
Well, the thing
the best speakers in the world.
You know what the saying in AA is?
You have all
in New York, we've always heard that the saying is, if you can stay, New Yorkers say, if you can stay sober in AA, you can stay sober anywhere.
It's true. And we even say that about certain meetings.
Plus, really smart.
Tessa, calm down. You know, quit that grind.
Well, New Yorkers are extremely candid. And also very emotionally accessible, which is not the reputation we have outside of New York. But, you know, I mean, if you ask a cab driver, if he speaks English, okay, let's assume you got one who speaks English, and he's sort of been a little bit acculturated, you know. But if you, not the Pakistanis fresh off the boat or any of that, you know, but you get your basic New York cab driver, you say, you know, how's it going? He'll tell you.
Uh-huh.
You know? I mean, I had one guy talk to me the whole time I was driving. about this new diet he was on, and he ate apples, and his wife was really happy, and their sex life had improved, and this is a guy like 70 years old or something, he'd been driving a cab for 40 years and proud of it, and his kids went through this school, and that's, I mean, very open, and the New Yorker is usually in a hurry. And so they'll tell you anything, they'll give you anything, but just hurry up and tell them exactly what you want.
I can't get a cab in New York because everybody takes it away from me. But I'm just there for hours. I can't do it. I go, okay, I'm out of here. If you don't want to take me, I won't. I just can't get a cab.
Well, how do you get around?
I just wait for that hour until, you know, it's like 2 a.m. Okay, no one's here, no competition. I'm going to get this cab. My kids sit. Come on, you. This is me being a servant.
Jump out and open the door fast.
Well, there's also a lighting system that if you don't understand it, it's confusing because there's a light on the top that tells you if they're on duty or off duty and if they have a fare or not. And you can wait forever, and if they have fares, they won't
stop. No, they would always stop, and I would get them. It's just the person behind me pushing me out of the way, getting into the gap.
Where were you, in front of Saks or something?
Grand Central Station, probably.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Oh, I'm guilty. Grand Central. I had a client in the office building next to Grand Central, and I used to get in there and muscle.
It's impossible.
It's a constant flow.
It's horrible.
New York is, if you're in a hurry, you're in a rush, and you learn to be a little assertive.
Yeah.
Or is it aggressive?
Who would like what to drink with dinner?
It's ballistic.
Here's the choices. Mineral water, root beer, diet soda, or kind of strawberry.
How about
soda?
Regular water?
Mineral water.
Okay. Regular water? Yeah.
Yep. Oh, we have lots of that.
I'm looking at all the paintings around. It's wonderful to see your work.
Thank you.
I particularly like this one. There's something that makes it, that feels almost Japanese about it.
What?
This almost feels Japanese.
Oh, that one goes with, that's, Isis and Osiris. Osiris, and with his 14 pieces cut up, and Isis.
Mm.
But there is a Japanese because these were old temple hangings that I cut up.
Okay.
Yep.
You cut up the temple hangings?
They
had fallen apart.
You actually saved them.
Yes. I had tried to, I have them in some pillows, and the pillows had finally had it, and I thought, well, you know, this is it.
Yeah.
Recycling.
Some of your work is around too.
Well, there's a couple
stuff. Those heads, they're
good. Yes, they're wonderful. You know, I hope you aren't disappointed when you go to pick up those two bits that are left in the skull.
I won't be.
You know, but they'll be nice yard ornaments.
Sure.
What do you want to drink?
I'm going to have water also. Fizzy or? Okay.
I'll be here till Wednesday. Well, I've been here for. Since I will have been here 2 full weeks by the time I leave. But I've just been real busy with this chore I was taking care of while I was here. So I was emptying the storeroom and she thinks the things I need.
Her brother was with his labor, the one I took care of.
Oh, yeah.
And she's been sending his things back. He had, her brother had a lot of things.
Yeah, he had a
with,
bunch
he,
of stuff.
He worked for
years. Yes.
Yeah, I know him.
Yeah.
I did.
So his little private collection,
I'm
sending back. And it sounds, you know, to use the word collection sounds very grand, but it's just really a bunch of
personal stuff.
Yeah. Yes, and we were very close. So it was,
I have a little one right here.
And he's like, this marvelous looking after him. And a fellow named Bob Butler also, I don't know if you know. Yeah. They were absolute angels. No, it's actually quite a while now. It's 4 years. Yeah, it's astounding to me that it's that length of time.
And it's stuck with the team.
Okay. On web without helping observe.
For one thing, I had such a tiny apartment. When we went back to New York, I had a studio there. And it was very small. And then we found another studio in our neighborhood that we liked in the village. And we moved into that, and we just got so busy, we didn't get around to moving to a real apartment until this past year. So that's why I'm doing it now. But I also know that I wasn't really ready to do it until then. So, you know, but it's okay now.
Yeah, you know, I take care of maybe somebody will surface. So I have like 4 years worth now of, you know, an antique mirror. Just, and everyone just kind of will show up and say, do you know where such and such is? I'll say, okay. And I'll hand it to them. I mean, that just happened to me.
They're excited and happy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
and,
great.
But it's stuff.
Yes.
I'm the only one in charge of this.
Okay, ladies. Dinner.
I don't know if this is working. I don't even have a clue.
Heaven.
It should be going up.
Where's the microphone?
Here. I'm not mechanical.
Concoction.
It looks like it's going too fast to be recording.
Well, that looks right.
Oh, trust the machine.
It, I don't.
If it didn't, it didn't. Hey.
Oh, this is great. I just got the same fabric. To do dining room chairs.
You're kidding.
I'm serious. I did it in navy.
Uh-huh.
Gold.
I looked at the navy.
And because I had another fabric, it's a gorgeous blue with gold beads. And I wanted to mix the two fabrics, and the red didn't work with it.
Well, I first had
I fell in love with the red.
A kind of flower fabric that I put on the chairs died.
Yeah.
And so I went to the design center and I went to all the places and that was the one.
Yeah.
Why do we have to look at the one I'm on?
Because you're the slimmest and show the most
chair left. Okay, that is cool.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
It's nice to see you.
Lovely to be here.
I didn't realize that you had such a close connection.
We took care of the kid. That's when we really, well, we had heard of him for a long time from the kid, but that's how we really met.
I thought you just made it up.
And then she's come almost every year.
Fantasy sister.
Right.
Well, I used to come out here
with
great regularity. I mean, I adore it.
Wouldn't this be in the top three?
This would be, were I going to leave New York, this would definitely be, I think this would be my second choice. And the other thing I would maybe do is go back to New Orleans, but then come here in the summer or something, because it's just beastly there in the summer. But this is definitely, and oddly enough, do you know where else I might go? Buffalo, New York is a wonderful city.
I've heard.
It has.
I was on the radio there today.
You were?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what it was.
Uh-huh.
At 2:45. 5:45 there. Somebody's show. Mm-hmm. It was raining there.
It was?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, it's a good day for people to be indoors listening to the radio.
Is that where Linda's from?
Linda's from Corning, which is not too far away, but it's in the same general area.
Came out good.
Mm. Is this, this looks like something we used to call green arts in New Orleans. What is it?
Green arts, huh?
Mm-hmm. This is red beans and rice with some steak and premium and red peppers cut up.
Delicious.
It is delicious.
Mm, it's great. Did you invent this? Because it's very like a New Orleans.
I invented it.
Wonderful.
I had red beans and rice for dinner last week and it was so great and I thought, I could make this for a dinner party.
Yeah, what can I
And I'll just add to it. And that's what I like, is to add. I couldn't really follow a recipe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could, but...
I used to say, well, how much did you put in? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Can you do it again? No, I don't think so.
Well, my cooking comes out differently every time. Every time I make something.
The only
thing that's consistent is... My fried chicken pretty much tastes the same, and spaghetti sauce I make tastes pretty much the same.
Do you cook a lot?
I used to. I haven't in several years.
Mm.
But now I have a kitchen again. I'll cook.
You're on the 12th floor?
Yeah, I have great views. I'm thrilled with the views.
You can cook on the cup.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. I think it's not the pressure of all the years.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking of the barbecue.
That's right. Everything cooks faster.
I always run outside and cook. The altitude, you have to be careful, right? Especially when you're baking. Well, Lynn, I've been looking really for a year or two at different places to live. I went back to Europe, London and Paris. I've been in Sun Valley, Tucson. I've been in Montana, Seattle. I like Seattle a lot, but I couldn't live there. And outside of New York, and I couldn't go back to New York again. It's been, I'm over it. This is the best place I've found.
It got...
And Bill always says, I might as well not look for one. I've looked everywhere.
I've looked everywhere.
It's
I've looked everywhere.
Right.
This is a tiny little geographically wonderful...
haven.
This is little.
And it is the geography.
It's whatever it is. It works.
Geography. But I do miss a lot of things about a city and about New York.
Well, we go to the opera, and I go to museums, and I would miss that.
The New York Opera.
Yeah.
That's the best part of Age of Innocence, the beginning of it. I just
she went
that
today.
The scene at the opera, New York, in 1870. It's such detail.
It said that's the best thing.
God,
I wonder where the opera house was.
Oh, well,
it
when
was
I
down
came to New York, it
14?
Was 39th and... When I came to New York, it was on 39th and Broadway.
I think it's at the big...
What
Newport.
Year were you there?
64. There were... It was the last
they
season
were
bu- there.
Oh, they were building Lincoln Center. That was the old opera house.
That was the last season
Because I was there... I was there just as Lincoln Center was being finished. And
so that would have been 66.
Okay. Was it that late? I have it written down someplace. Those years are all
65.
Foggy. 65, 66.
Something like that.
And Leontine Price sang Cleopatra.
Oh, my. That would have been wonderful.
It was it the old opera house?
No, the new Lincoln Center.
Oh.
It had just,
it's
just been open.
Well, I like it. I mean.
Oh, so you've got to go the old one.
Yeah,
the
but
one
the,
from
but the,
18.
I don't know when it, you know, they tore it down, and I don't remember.
You'll be able to see the
new,
movie if you're right.
I was too new in New York to understand what it meant, you know. So.
Well, I grew up in Philadelphia, and that's too close to New York. We used to go there all the time. On the train. Every Wednesday, on theater day.
Oh, you went a lot.
All the time, because I was a student.
And all that time, you
there.
Never learned to get a cab.
No, right.
Oh, no, I would walk. I mean, I wouldn't get a cab when I was young. I'm not good at cabs.
Next time you come to New York, you must call me, my dear. I will give you taxi lessons. See, what you do is you sort of sidle up to him and you give him a bump, and then you get in.
I have boxing gloves or anything.
I never had trouble.
Something spraying. You're big.
Yeah,
you're
that's
big
true.
I'm this little
was
person,
a game.
You know?
To me, it was like a game. Do I get it or not?
I never got it. I mean, really. I'm used to getting what I want.
I couldn't have been greener when I went. I mean, it's California. You know, all I knew was the beach. There I was in New York City.
Did you like it? How long did you stay?
4 years.
Where'd you live?
81st and 1st. Then 64th and 2nd, and then the Lower East Side, West 10th.
Well, that's not the Lower East Side, West 10th is the
building. Oh, no, wait, not West 10th. It must have been, I forget my
East
last
10th?
Address. Yeah, East 10th. That's right, it changes.
Right, I fit that.
Okay, between 1st and 2nd. I wasn't down in A's, B's, and C's.
Right,
I wasn't down that
city.
Far. Yeah.
Right.
Do you have any kids? Did you have
my husband has two children. And
did you raise them? Is it possible?
It is possible. And they were raised partly in New York, but not by me. But I have been clever enough to have grandchildren and skip that interim step of having to raise children. So,
right.
So I'm the grandmother.
Yes,
I get to be grandmother, and I babysit, and I see the kids, and they come, you know. It's
wonderful. How long have you been married?
I'll be 10 years in next month. So, it's great. We get along great. I'm delighted.
That's wonderful.
That
was the world's oldest bride. I mean, I waited and waited and waited and waited, and everyone had given up. But when I finally did it, I'm delighted that I waited, you know.
Sure, found somebody fun and somebody mm-hmm. with interest. And
a good writer.
Mm-hmm. A bad name, though, Larry. That was my husband's name.
Oh, no. Larry.